Hi, this is John.
Hey, John, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good. I'm working on Young's deal right now, and I just had a question for you because we've never worked with your company before. And by the way, please don't take anything I say the wrong way. I'm just here to help get the deal funded. So I sent in the docs to get funded. During the funding process, they do what's called a vendor check, which means they just take a look at your guys' business credit, make sure everything's okay to get you approved for what's called pre-funding, which means payment before shipment, because obviously there's quite a bit of risk in payment before shipment. We do it on 99.9% of deals. They didn't qualify you for pre-funding, which to me seems weird. Aren't you guys owned by Pete's Coffee?
I mean, well, JAB Holdings, who owns Keurig Green Mountain, Pete's, Noah's Bagels, Einstein's Bagels, Stumptown.
So are you guys part of a publicly traded company?
I'm not sure if it's publicly traded. I don't know the details of that, actually.
So can you just kind of, because there's not a lot of business credit, so I just want to kind of explain the ownership. So let's just bring this up and hopefully walk through this if it's okay with you.
Sure.
Cool. So who Intelligentsia Coffee is owned by who?
The majority stake should be JAB Holdings.
JAB
Yeah.
is major owner, majority owner is JAB
Yeah, correct.
Holdings. Okay, and say that again. And then where does the chain go from there?
I'm sorry?
And then who is JAB?
JAB is a an investment firm. I think I forget where they're out of, but they're the company that owns Pete's. So they bought Pete's, they bought Einstein's Bagels, Goldenstein's Bagels, Keurig, Green Mountain,
Like
Stumptown. They,
Pete's Coffee and who else?
yeah. Einstein's Bagels, Goldstein's. I mean, the biggest is Keurig.
Gotcha. All right, I say JB Holding Company. Okay. JB Holding Company. Gotcha. Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, technically, we're owned by the company that owns Intelligentsia. Is we're now part of the second largest coffee company in the world behind Nestle.
Okay, background on vendor. On vendor. Vendor is a very big company. Big company. However, it is probably their parent institution that holds institution that hopefully can be looked at for pre-funding. The majority
Because,
owner.
but even our company, we do $30 million a year.
I can sort this stuff out. It's not a big deal. Sometimes the stuff comes up. Intelligentsia is JAB Holdings. Holdings, JAB Holdings. Holdings. That should verify. Does this verify? Let's verify the address and license in one. Okay. Institution that can hold owns Pete's Coffee, Einstein's Bagels, etc., etc.
Yeah, and Keurig is the biggest
Huge.
one of all. I think they bought them for, $65 million or something like that.
Keurig Coffee. This was a $65 million purchase. Purchase. How long does equipment take deliver to get delivered?
So it's a few different items coming from different places. We generally, I mean, it should take no longer than 2 weeks.
No longer than 2 weeks to
Yeah.
deliver. Can we please ask Pawnee? Pre-funding and holding. If not, what? And do you guys need 50% down or 100% up front?
50% down. So 50% down to place the order, and then the remaining 50% prior to installation.
But upon delivery or like, would you ship with 50% down or no?
Yeah, so usually what we'll do is we'll ship to our facility. So we'll ship it to...
And then get the other 50. And then get the other 50. Gotcha.
Exactly. 50% prior to just plugging it in.
If not... So, to overcome this, the vendor is fine with 50% down and to place the order. And then the final... And then... The equipment goes to the local facility. They ask for the other 50%, and then like the next day drop the equipment to right to the customer.
Yeah, I mean, kind of whatever the schedule looks like. You know, we want to install it, so there's an installation process. So we generally won't just like drop it off.
Okay.
At the facility, you know, it's we want to make sure that there's a water line, electrical. Because there's a process to doing it, and so the reason that we wait to install it is because if it's if we just drop it off and then the user installs it and they do something incorrectly, they can end up voiding a warranty. But if we install it, the warranty holds. So we generally want to wait until like, hey, do you have your floor drain? Do you have, you know, proper electrical? Do you have the water line so that we can come in and actually install all the equipment?
Okay.
So, okay. And I don't know exactly where William is in the build out. If in 2 weeks he's going to be ready to have all the equipment installed. But if he is, yeah, I mean, great. We can do it like basically right away, depending on the tech schedule.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm attaching this. Like I said, don't think I'm trying to beat anyone up. I'm trying to make everyone happier.
Yeah. Sure.
So I think that information is helpful, and I'll get right back in touch with you.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ruben. Bye.